We are joined by tonight's sub of the game, which is also presented by Ortho Carolina. That is Mike Jones, finished with 11 points, 4 of 5 from the floor, 3 of 5 from the foul line, and a couple of rebounds. And Mike, first of all, congratulations on the win tonight. And this game, Power 5 team comes in here. You guys get back-to-back wins, a couple strong wins now, Rhode Island and Vanderbilt. Talk about the game tonight.
You know, Coach talked to us all week, you know, this past week, following up the Rhode Island game, and then after the Rhode Island game, about just being tougher. We got to be tougher, and I think tonight we really showed it, and we really built on, you know, what we did last Friday, and it feels really good to get a win and be able to go home happy for Christmas break.
And you look at what the bench has been able to do. The last couple of games, it hasn't always been the output of points, but it's the 50-50 balls. It's the rebounding. Tonight, there was a ton of rebounds that came from the bench, and the overall was 47-29. You guys turned offensive rebounds into 27 points. How important is that when you look at a game like this?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, obviously it's a huge key to the game. Coach has been talking, you know, another thing he's been talking about this week is just the key points in the game. You know, we come out of a timeout where we got out of bounds. We got a free throw line box out. We really got to execute in those scenarios. And, you know, all those little things will add up. And, you know, it shows up in the stat sheet, like you said, Rob rebounding, you know, that just us being tough and, you know, leading to a win.
What about, Mike, you're a guy that brings a lot of versatility to the court, and they can use you in a lot of different ways. What do you kind of see as your role right now on this team?
First of all, thank you. I think like you said, I'm able to be versatile and able to do whatever the coaches need me to do, whatever the team needs me to do, come off the bench and, you know, provide a spark, you know, get points here and there, rebound, move the ball, cut, play defense.
What about Carter Collins this year? You know, he's a guy who, you know, for a while, you know, you had John Axel Goodmanson, you had Kellen Grady, and you had Carter as kind of that flex guy. He could come in different ways. Now as a senior, he's in a pretty big role. And it's even that has shifted a little bit since early in the season. But he seems like a guy who's taken advantage of that opportunity as a senior. What are you seeing him at this point?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Carter's taking just another huge leap this, you know, with how hard he worked this summer and, you know, the things he's able to do this year. I mean, he's really just coming to his own as a player, and it's really, really nice to see, and it's really nice to have him on our team and have him playing for us.
And you get a short break now, Mike. You guys will get Richmond next Wednesday night. What are these next couple days going to be like on a Christmas break that is unlike any other that we have seen in our lifetimes?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it'll be good to get a couple days off and, you know, rest the bodies and hopefully see some family for most of our players and, you know, just spend a lot of time over Christmas break with family and stuff like that. And, you know, it's going to be tough, obviously, with you know, with all the circumstances we have, but we've already made so many sacrifices, you know, with this past semester, the school year, you know, what we've been able to do ever since, like, really since March last year. And, you know, obviously we'd like to be able to do more things and, you know, go home and see friends and stuff like that, but it's not in the cards right now. So it'll be difficult, but, you know, we've already made so many sacrifices that it's too valuable to give up anything like that.
And Mike, I know, like, talking to, you know, student athletes on campus a lot, just when they were able to get, when the fall sports guys were able and women were able to, you know, get back to practice, it just brought like some normalcy to it. Obviously things aren't normal. There's not 4,000 people in here. When you guys are playing, you're not playing in front of a crowd. There's some fake crowd noise. You can hear the other team probably more than you normally could, the other bench and things. But what about just being able to play games? I mean, there's been times we weren't sure what was going to happen, but you guys have got 8 games in at this point. How good does that feel just to be like, okay, wherever we go from here, we've come a long way so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really a testament to, you know, our team, the type of guys that we have, you know, being able to, I mean, you look around the NCAA and, you know, around even college or professional sports, and you see a lot of games getting canceled, a lot of games getting postponed. You know, teams can't practice for multiple weeks. So I think we got such a great group of guys that, you know, we've, for the most part, been able to avoid like a lot of stuff and provide a lot of normalcy for us. And it's been really nice.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for stopping by. Congratulations on the win. Great game off the bench tonight. Hope you enjoy your Christmas.
Yep, thank you. You too. Merry Christmas.
Mike Jones, our Ortho Carolina sub of the game. Ortho Carolina is committed to improving the lives of all they serve by providing premier patient care and compassionate personalized service. Ortho Carolina, you improve.